From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Ross Reynolds. End-of-life services like nursing homes are incredibly expensive, and they can bankrupt elderly couples. They can wipe out life savings. Long-term health care insurance has been touted as a hedge against those costs. But the premiums on these policies are soaring, and they're hard to come by. Plus, Obama's Affordable Care Act doesn't provide a solution either. So what does that mean for families, perhaps yours, that are facing the crushing expense of end-of-life services? Joining us is Aaron Katz, lecturer on global health at the University of Washington's Department of Health Services. He also used to work in long-term health care. And Aaron, to start us off, maybe you could give a more thorough explanation of what long-term care insurance is.
Well, long-term care is a whole range of services that are provided for those of us who need support over the long term, not just for a week or for a few weeks, but for months and often years. And insurance, long-term care insurance, is like other kinds of insurance, a way to help pay for those services in the future by buying a policy today.
I looked into it a little bit. The sooner you start paying in, the lower the premium is. But I'm hearing that premiums are really rising rapidly on this form of insurance. Why is that happening?
Well, you know, it's sort of common sense. You think about it. Long-term care is something that for most of us, up until we're 75 or 80 years old, it's something way into the future. You know, as we get older, we see our parents needing it or our friends' parents or whatever. But generally for us, it's way long in the future. And so young people are very unlikely to buy this insurance out of their family budget. This would be a very, very low priority, even lower than regular medical care insurance, and which means that all these young lives that don't need care now are not in the insurance pool. And, you know, a healthy insurance pool requires a lot of people who don't use services paying premiums so that the fewer people who do use services can be supported. So that's what sort of the insurance notion is. And with long-term care insurance, that's voluntary. It's very difficult to get enough people who are not using services to buy in. So the result is the premium for the rest of the folks who are actually needing services or will likely need services are very high.
And I'm also hearing that even if you can afford it and you do want to buy into it, it's harder to find those policies these days.
Well, it may be harder, and it may be because the underwriting, the calculations to figure out what the premiums need to be in order to provide support to pay for services for the people who need them. Maybe that's getting stricter and stricter. But the primary difficulty is that in a voluntary system, it's just hard to convince people to pay into to pay premiums long, long, long before they actually need them.
Now, does the federal program for elderly people, Medicare, take care of this for you? If you get enrolled in Medicare, are those end-of-life, very expensive services, some of the most expensive in the entire healthcare system, are they taking care of?
Well, no. I mean, Medicare doesn't pay for long-term care services. Medicare does pay for end-of-life care when you're talking about the last few months, just because many of those needs are very acute, and Medicare pays for acute care, but not long-term care services. Ironically, Medicaid, which is the program federal-state partnership mostly to provide medical care for low-income folks, Medicaid is a primary financial support for long-term care, especially for nursing home care as well as other in-home services.
Interesting. So are people sort of dissolving their assets so they qualify for Medicaid because that's income-based?
Exactly. So people will spend what assets they have either in a nursing home or an adult health family home or something like that until they have assets that are low enough that allow them to qualify for Medicaid, and then Medicaid supports.
Well, we've got this whole revamping of health care insurance with the Affordable Care Act, which rolls in completely in 2014. This doesn't really take care of the problem.
Well, in fact, there was a provision, a part of the Affordable Care Act when it was originally enacted, called the acronym was CLASS, that was meant to create sort of a social insurance program for long-term care. But the administration basically deep-sixed it because they figured out that we wouldn't be able to afford it with the money that was available. Mm-hmm. So there was originally a provision to address this issue.
Not there now, though.
No.
So what are people to do? You have family issues, yeah, and we're all bound to have these issues crop up,
right,
as relatives get older and older. What's to be done?
Yeah, it's a difficult challenge. You know, for some people, I have friends who have bought long-term care insurance, and you know they can afford it. Provides them some level of protection, hopefully. But for a lot of people, they're just not going to be able to pay those premiums. So what they, you know, need to be thinking about is putting away money, number one, identifying other non-financial resources that are available. There's a whole network of seniors services that are available in places like Seattle and King County and most places in the country, to be able to learn about those early on, so that when the crisis hits, you already know who to call, at least to find out what service is available. Save your money.
Yeah. Well, that's of course a great idea, but how do you calculate what the costs might be? Is there any way to look at what you might have to pay in long-term care to get an idea of how much more you might need to save than you thought you needed to save?
Boy, I'm sure there are calculators. There's a calculator for everything, yeah, on the web, right?
Yeah.
So there probably are some ways to do that. I've seen some, you know, financial analysts, you know, the people that the advisors that we go to advise us on retirement, that, you know, talk about needing to have as much as $100,000 or $200,000 a year available,
yeah,
for medical care, sure, including long-term care.
Wow. Aaron Katz, thanks for talking to us about long-term care insurance. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Ross.
Aaron Katz, lecturer on global health at the University of Washington's Department of Health Services.